so beautifully, you know, the month of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us what we call a spiritual battery recharge. These opportunities, these ayyam Allah, as the Quran talks to them, the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're not just there like that. They are there to remind us and to give us a spiritual boost that we all need. If you read our history, Allahu Akbar, you will not but cry to see what our ancestors went through just to keep the message of Aba Abdullah. How they could not talk to each other about Aba Abdullah. They could not take the name of Ali alayhi salam. They could not take the name. They used to say, they could not even say Abul Hasan. They used to have a code in the time of Banu Umayyah, in the time of Muawiyah's peak. And even in their own houses, spies were planted. Their own children they could not trust. They would say Abu Zainab Hasan. Abu Zainab, Qala Abu Zainab. And they would narrate the hadith of Imam Ali with that code name. They would talk about Imam Hassan with code words. They would talk about what had happened in the time of Rasulullah with these types of codes. Because you didn't know who you could trust. But this is not the first era in which the majlis of Imam Hussein has been challenged. It has gone through different challenges right from its inception. Right from when Imam Zain al-Abidin and Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra salamullahi alayha had started it in Sham in Dimashq. The challenges that started. Because what Imam wanted, what Aba Abdullah alayhi salam wanted, was to convey a message to the entire Ummah that this is the real message of Islam. This is real Islam. This is true Islam. Because what was happening, and if you look at the world today as well, you see the same challenge. You look at Daesh. You look at the Takfiris, what do they say? Oh, we follow the Quran. You look at that group, oh, we follow the Quran. You look at this group, we follow the Quran. You look at the Jafaris, we say we follow the Quran. Now, there's only one Quran in Majid. There's only one Quran al-Kareem. But everybody claims it. What is the problem? You see a mountain and there's a beautiful stream, water flowing down from the mountains. And you go there and you fill it and you pass it to somebody. And you give me the water, and I look inside and I said, what is this? There's mud in here. There's dirt in here. How dare you do this to me? He said, what? The water is beautiful. It's flowing clean, nice, crisp, cold water. Where's the problem? The problem was not that flowing water. The problem was the container that was brought to me. The problem is not Islam, not the Quran. The problem is who brought the Quran to you and me. That means that everybody wants to be an interpreter of the Quran. Everybody wants to be a mufassir of the Quran. Everybody wants to be a commentator of the Quran. I learned two or three words in Arabic. Now I'm an expert on the Quran and Majid. Allahu Akbar. This is the problem. The glass is the problem, not the divine message. And so when we take a look at the divine message, where do we get it from? We did not get it from this bazaar or that darbar, or we did not get it from this courthouse or that place. We got it from the household in which the Quran and Majid was revealed. The house where the Quran was revealed. We went to that house and said, what is the Quran? What is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is why we have the most pristine Islam that we have got today. One salawat upon Muhammad. Wherever you are.